This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. In just the second week of testimony at federal court in Boston, jurors in the James Whitey Bulger trial are getting to know a stone-cold killer. John Martorano describes Bulger as his best friend and partner, and Martorano is testifying against that friend. WBUR's David Boweri was in court to hear Martorano describe one murder after another today, and David joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
And first, would you tell us why John Martorano is testifying against someone he says he's so close to?
Martorano says he's testifying for one reason, and that's because Whitey Bulger turned out to be an informant. Martorano presented this cry from the heart today, saying that his children's godfather, one of his best friends, had turned out to be a rat, and therefore he's testifying against him.
So right away today, Martorano began describing his criminal history. Tell us about his background.
Grew up in Milton, hung out in the South End. His father was a loan shark, a bookmaker, and so too was Martorano. Early on, in his early 20s, he committed his first murder, self-admitted, and he got into the rackets after that, extortion, bookmaking. He's had a long run and a long run of murders.
And he detailed several of those murders he committed today. What was his demeanor like during that testimony?
Flat baritone. He's a professional testifier. His answers are short. He doesn't waste a lot of energy. He gives the answers that, you know, that are expected of him. He's done this before. He did it again. And it's all very flat and matter of fact.
And does he give the impression that taking lives is for him just part of business as usual?
Yeah. There was just this long string of words, the same echo. I shot him. I shot him. I shot him. I shot him. That went on for quite a while. The same three words. You got to figure that's echoing in the jurors' heads tonight.
Now, in the case of some of the murders described today, Bulger had nothing to do with them. For others, he was present for them. Exactly what crimes has Martorano blamed Bulger for so far?
Murders committed in the 1970s. After he met Bulger in the 70s, they took up with Winter Hill, and they're just a series of murders that he implicated him in today. He also told about murders committed before he met Bulger, having nothing to do with Bulger. And that was simply the government wanted to parade him out almost like a pit bull to let the jurors know he has history and he has credibility here. He told them about those, and he's telling them about these murders.
And David, there are some more serious alleged murders to be testified about in coming days.
After 1975, when Bulger is now on the government rolls as an informant, he's connected to the FBI through his handler, John Connolly. And those murders after 1975 involving Martorano all involve information being fed to them by the FBI handler, John Connolly, and protection by the FBI. That makes them, in one sense, the most political and the most serious of all. We haven't gotten to those, but Martorano hasn't broken a sweat yet. He's implicated Bulger in six murders, and he's ready to go tomorrow.
And these coming murders will get at the relationship between Bulger and the FBI, which is at the heart of this trial.
That's right. Martorano doesn't know too much about that. He knows about the murders. He knows about what Bulger said, including what Bulger said about Connolly meeting with Bill Bulger and Bill Bulger asking John Connolly, protect my brother.
That's WBUR's David Boweri reporting on the Whitey Bulger trial. He will be in the courtroom for the duration. David, thank you.
You're welcome.